Unit 6. Fashion. Comic strip, page 86.
I don't know what to wear today, Hobo.
Eddie, you're a dog. Dogs don't wear clothes.
Oh, yes, that's right. I can spend 10 more minutes in bed then.
You're so lazy.
Reading, pages 88 and 89. Part A, the fashion show. Last Friday, the class 1, grade 7 students gave a fashion show. Read Sandy's article about the show in the school newsletter.
Last Friday, our class gave a fashion show. We wanted to raise money for Project Hope. We all wore clothes from different times in the 20th century. Some students wore clothes from the 1960s and 1970s. Simon wore clothes from the 1980s. I wore clothes from the 1990s. Simon looked colorful. His trousers were white. He wore a purple shirt. His tie was yellow and red. Daniel looked smart and modern. He wore blue and yellow sports clothes. He also wore a pair of colorful trainers. Millie gave an interesting talk on the life of a trainer. Young people in the 1990s liked wearing trainers. Trainers are usually very comfortable. I wore clothes from the 1990s. I wore a black skirt, long red boots, and a red blouse. I also wore my hair in a 1990s style. Emmy looked cool. She wore a yellow silk blouse with a blue silk scarf and a pair of blue jeans at the show. Young people like to wear jeans. Everyone had fun at the fashion show. And the students raised lots of money for Project Hope. Sandy, Class 1, Grade 7.
Integrated skills. Part A, the life of a trainer. Part A1, page 98. Millie is giving a talk on the life of a trainer. First, she needs to explain the different parts of a trainer. Listen carefully to Millie and put the correct words in the boxes. Different parts of a trainer.
Here is a pair of trainers. The part on the bottom is called the sole. This is the part you walk on. Sometimes there are stripes on the sides of the trainers. These are the three parallel lines on the sides. The long white thing is called the shoelace. You use the shoelace to tighten up the trainers so they fit your feet properly. The part under the shoelace is called the tongue. It looks like the tongue in your mouth.
Part A2. Read the sentences, then listen to part 1 of The Life of a Trainer. Put the sentences in the correct order. Write the numbers 1 to 6 in the boxes. The Life of a Trainer, Part 1.
I started my life as a piece of leather. I was brown. First I changed from brown to white. Then the shoemaker cut me into the shape of a shoe. Next he sewed me onto a sole. Afterwards he sewed some blue stripes on me. Finally, he put a shoelace into me.
Part A4, page 99. Listen to part 2 of the story. Complete the sentences below with words from part A3 on page 98. The Life of a Trainer, part 2.
When the shoemaker finished making me, he sent me to a shop. The left trainer and I cost 300 yuan. We stayed in the shop for 2 weeks. One day, a boy came into the shop. He looked at some other trainers, but finally he chose us. I was very happy. He gave the shoemaker some money, and then he took us home.
Part B, page 99. Speak up. What are these made of? You want to talk about the different materials for making clothes. Work in groups. Use Millie, Amy, and Sandy's conversation as a model.
What is this bag made of?
It's made of leather.
What is this scarf made of?
It's made of silk.
What is this shirt made of?
I know, it's made of cotton.
Okay, and what is this sweater made of?
Oh, I know that one. It's made of wool.
Pronunciation, page 100. Saying ED endings. Part A. How do you pronounce the following endings? Listen carefully and repeat these words.
T. 1. Danced. 2. Helped. 3. Talked. 4. Shopped.
D. 5. Played. 6. Lived. 7. Answered. 8. Carried.
Id. 9. Acted. 10. Needed. 11. Visited. 12. Shouted.
Part B. How do you pronounce the endings of these words? Listen carefully and write T, D, or Id in the blanks. 1. Listened.
2. Liked.
3. Wanted.
4. Hoped.
5. Started.
6. Planted.
7. Finished.
8. Organized.
9. Stopped.
10. Raised.
11. Walked.
12. Joined.
Part C. Millie and Kitty met up with Sandy in the shopping mall. Listen to their conversation. Pay attention to the pronunciation of the ED endings.
Hello, Sandy. You're late. The shops are closed.
Sorry, my grandma visited us this morning, so I stayed and talked to her.
That's okay.
I hope you enjoyed your day. What did you buy?
We didn't buy anything. We needed some exercise, so we walked around the shopping mall for a long time. Then we watched a film.
This is the end of the tape.